a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, August 10th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope the coffee is hot because it feels like fall in some places in America. But interesting things, interesting times as always. This is an interesting time to be alive, particularly in America. I would say, and really just about anywhere. It's quite insane what's going on. We have such a paradox. We know that because of the post-truth nonsense, the facts don't matter. And the one of the latest entries on that, remember, Bill Gates likes to play number games. A guide to number games. And How to Lie with Statistics is a great introduction to a crucial topic. How to play number games. So the latest entry, Bill Gates talking to Fareed Zakaria, who is a known globalist, kind of a sycophant, globalist sycophant, I would say. And so in conversation with Fareed Zakaria, now we have this clip that we'll play here in a second titled Why Bill Gates Thinks U.S. Testing System is Not Improving. So one of the big salient takeaways, perhaps, if we just take all of this chicanery at face value, is that the testing and the numbers it produces here are pretty much worthless. So then why are we fixated on those things? Anyway, we'll unravel that a little bit. First, let's hear from Bill Gates himself. Go ahead, please.
So when you look at the charts, as the United States and Europe suffered about the same kind of curve, upward climb of infections and deaths. And then the Europeans start to go down and U.S. starts to go down. But then we start to climb up again. And around that time, I remember you coming on this program and saying the lockdown has to be national. The only way this works is if it's a real national lockdown. Otherwise, with border travel among states, it's not going to mean anything. Was that the crucial mistake, that you had that much variation? And isn't the problem that there were parts of the country that felt like they had no infection, they had no outbreak?
Yeah, what's impressive is that Italy, France, Spain, who had a wave before us, managed as they fell off to keep even the parts of the country that hadn't had the intense epidemic from creating a second wave. And so it was pretty focal in all of those countries. And so they'd fallen to the paradox that we did, which is that the regions that had had the least burden in the first wave were ripe for that second wave. So in the case of the United States, they opened up their bars, they didn't do much in the way of wearing masks. And so those areas became this second wave, not a rebound out of New York, New Jersey, but instead those regions. And so that's where Europe and the U.S. are quite different. Our testing, of course, to this day, it's mind-blowing that because you can't get the federal government to improve the testing because they just want to say how great it is. You know, I've said to them, look, have a CDC website that prioritizes who gets tested. That's trivial to do. They won't pay attention to that. I've said, don't reimburse any test where the result goes back after 3 days. You're paying billions of dollars in this very inequitable way to get the most worthless test results of any country in the world. And you've created this incentive for the commercial guys to have long lines because you do not, you just want to waste government money. You pay as much for the late result as the timely result. No other country has the testing insanity because they won't talk about fixing it because they're, you know, they think they need to just keep acting like they've done a competent job.
So the first thing that we should always point out, I think actually where we should begin and end every discussion when we're talking about whatever nonsense is going on, because it's nonsense, and we'll get to that. Sky News Australia's Alan Jones put it very eloquently, I would say, a couple of weeks ago. But where we should always begin, I think, and end when, you know, any discussion that involves Bill Gates and matters of health, you know, we could have the death panel conversation. Oh, wait, you can't have that, as Bill Gates said himself. But we should always start with, I mean, I like to throw in a guide to number games. His post, March 14, 2015, which was the same week he gave that infamous TED Talk, and go look at the image there and the statistics that are being portrayed. How to Lie with Statistics is a great introduction to a crucial topic. This is a reference to Daryl Huff's 1954 book, How to Lie with Statistics. Bill Gates thinks it's a great introduction to a crucial topic. And he even wrote, one chapter shows you how visuals can be used to exaggerate trends and give distorted comparisons. So I always think it's important to throw that in. I don't hear people talking about it. There have been a few people that mentioned that he has this book lying around, usually at the top of the stack when he's sort of bragging that he's lying about statistics. And since that's been revealed by a few people, you don't see it as much these days, but you can still find images of it. The stack of books, and here at the top of the stack is Daryl Huff's How to Lie with Statistics. When he's talking about these kinds of things, what people presume are matters of global health. So the first place that we should always start, I guess where we should begin and end any conversation of matters of public health, which I think is something that shouldn't be a thing. You know, your health is your business, your own personal affair. Because the trouble is, you know, once we call it public health, then now we see, you know, where this nonsense is headed. You don't, as Alan Dershowitz says, you know, you don't have a right to endanger the public, and your body is a bioweapon. I think that was the Vice article, wasn't it? So where we should begin and end with Bill Gates related to matters of public health is he's not a doctor. He's not a virologist. He's not an epidemiologist. He's not anything of the sort. He is, in fact, a college dropout. So Fareed Zakaria, in this case, is hanging on the words of a college dropout. Imagine that. This is America. I think it's criminally insane what's happening. So, you know, in any other circumstance, can you imagine, just how do we frame that in the proper context? So, you know, America, the leader in, you know, innovation in so many ways, at least that's what people are led to believe, is leading the world in many ways in this charge to, you know, vanquish this invisible enemy. It's all nonsense. It's all propaganda. But in the fight to vanquish this invisible enemy, at the forefront of the discussion is a college dropout. Yeah, but he's been very successful in a variety of, sure, he's, you know, been very clever and shrewd, and you can read about that in books like Paul Allen's autobiography and so I'll just leave it at that, I suppose. The man is not a doctor. He is not a virologist or epidemiologist, and he is, in fact, a college dropout. And there are people who argue, and there are all kinds of plausibly deniable reasons and things, and he's donated so much of the money he's stolen over time to such a worthy and noble cause. Well, maybe you think so. But I think that someone should make a video titled "Your Confirmation Bias is Lying to You," because it is. And you're not as objective as you might think you are. So, you know, he compares these countries, Italy, Spain, the U.S. That's interesting because Dr. Jeff Mitchell just did a comparison of his own of those countries to six sub-Saharan African countries who have infection rates and death rates that are so minuscule. I mean, 0.3 deaths per million. One death per 3 million people, almost. That would be 0.9, wouldn't it? But why aren't we having that conversation? So that's interesting. The other point that should be brought up here, I think, is the intrigue with the terminology. You know, testing. The tests are not all created equal, are they? What kind of test are we talking about? And so with a little bit of comic relief, because, again, castigat redendo mores, humor corrects morals, is the Barricade Garage channel. This is the video titled When You Test Positive. And there's a little musical interlude in there. Yes, it works better when you watch it, but give this a listen.
Hello?
Good evening, Mr. Tillman. This is Dr. Kogan giving you a call to let you know your test came back positive.
That's impossible. I haven't even left the house. I never even took a test.
There's no need for a test, Mr. Tillman. You're presumed positive.
I feel fine.
You are sick, Mr. Tillman. Mandatory quarantine.
No.
Mandatory quarantine.
This is impossible.
Now. Mr. Tillman, now.
No.
You must obey, Mr. Tillman. If you don't, you're a horrible human. We demand total compliance now. Quarantine.
Shut up! Just shut up! You are not sick!
But my test came back positive!
Because it's a scam! They just test for a piece of nuclear in the body by magnifying biological material and trying to match that with the coronavirus nuclear, which doesn't establish infection.
But the nation's top infectious disease...
Shut up! Fauci isn't up, and there is no gold standard for these tests. The PCR test is unreliable, and it's not reliably tested positive for anything.
So I'm not sick.
No, you're not sick. You're a hypochondriac. Tighten up. Tighten up.
How'd you get in my house?
How are you in the shower with a mask on? Tighten up. Get it together.
I knew it this whole time.
Crying and
There you go. That's good advice. We all need to tighten up in America and put an end to this nonsense. It's crazy. Crazy what's going on. And speaking of crazy, there's the looting in Chicago's Magnificent Mile area. And so I guess, you know, since we have looting in Chicago, it's time to curb freedom in Ogden, Utah, and Las Cruces, New Mexico, and, you know, because that makes sense, right? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. I'm Archibald of the Drills of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. I want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on the organ now. Yeah, you do the tighten up. Yeah, now. I said if you can do it now, you sure will be tough. Now look here. Come on now. Now make it mellow. The tighten it up now. Do the tighten it up. Everybody can do it now. So get to it. We're gonna tighten up. You can do it now. So baby, get to it. Do your left now. Do your right. Everybody
Welcome
can
back.
Do it. But don't you get too tight.
Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells. Nice. Perfect. That works. So, yeah, I think that's definitely in order. We have to, you know, I think taking this nonsense in stride, I keep hearing the words of Del Bigtree saying a couple of weeks ago that, I mean, basically bad guys have gone all in. When you think about the resources that have been committed to what is happening, it's not just the billions of dollars that have been committed to this vaccine nonsense. It's just insane. insane to think about what's going on. Again, you don't have a coronavirus vaccine. You don't have an mRNA vaccine. Somehow you're going to magically, well, there isn't one approved for human use. Somehow you're going to magically will these into existence, what Del Bigtree calls the vaccine unicorn. Never mind the health and safety risks anyway, which have been spoken to ad nauseum. This, you know, I'm going to keep mentioning, I've neglected to mention so far, but, you know, the conversation that I had going back a couple of weeks with a family member about, you know, these people that are saying these things, I don't understand how a mask infringes upon your constitutional rights and freedoms and stuff. James Corbett's Your Body, Their Choice, back on July 17, is brilliant. It's brilliant. It succinctly yet comprehensively answers that and so many other questions. I mean, it was just masterful. Like, pretty much everything else he does, it is outstanding. If you haven't seen it, I would circulate it far and wide. But I keep thinking about Del Bigtree saying, you know, the people who are behind this initiative have, I would say, overplayed their hand. If people come to their senses, and gosh, at any given moment, I mean, most people have no idea the level of chicanery that's involved. I mean, I was thinking, for example, over the weekend about the fact that the intelligence community is predominantly outsourced, has been for more than a decade. But it was outsourced before it was insourced and then outsourced, if you know what I mean, back in the day. So that's not really surprising. It's always been that contingent, that there's always been that element, I suppose, within the intelligence community that operates in the fashion of, you know, John Dee, Francis Bacon's society that will see all and be seen by none. There's always been that element. But with the intelligence community outsourced and guys like Enrique Prado and Kofor Black starting their own little cadres of things here and there that can be, I don't know, maybe loaned to Antifa off the books and so forth. Who knows what's going on? The level of, and people might say that sounds crazy, but look what we've seen over the last 4 years that has come to light in the FBI, for example. Who can deny, regardless of your political leaning or affiliation, that there has been a high level of corruption in the intelligence community? I mean, going back, say, just to the turn of the 21st century, just in the post 9/11 era. And of course, we can go back further than that, and those crimes of history seem to be, I don't know, they sort of, I guess they get forgotten largely because they pale in light of the more recent crimes, perhaps. I don't know. So there's a long and storied history of hijinks, and you have these private institutions now that are a large part of, and that isn't that textbook fascism? I thought we were growing up learning that. Stick around, I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick, I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, August 10th, 2020. And there's a lot of, I don't know, maybe we should do this in another order. I was going to play an excerpt from A.G. Barr's interview with Mark Levin, Life, Liberty, and Levin. And that's interesting, but maybe we'll do a little excerpt of this first. This was interesting. Boris Sanchez interviewing Bikers for Trump founder Chris Cox. And I don't know if we need to play the whole thing, but you know, they sort of get into it. It's 11 minutes long. It's a little exhausting to listen to. But I think it's good as a backdrop. Because there is, as some folks have observed, several actually, is this the first, including Del Bigtree, is this the first virus with a political affiliation? It's a very polarizing situation. So speaking of Del Bigtree, what I was going to say was I'm reminded of his sentiments. I thought it was a bold statement that he made when he said obviously there's a hardcore push by certain folks right now, because if the push is not successful, then they will be accused of crimes against humanity, which they should be. And if people dig in a little bit, they will probably discover that, I mean, if we really had a chance to peel back the veneer, we would undoubtedly discover an unbroken chain of people and events and interests that, you know, date back to at least the turn of the 20th century. Eugenics efforts and the kinds of things, unspeakable things that used to happen that are now framed in the kinder, gentler eugenics of genetic engineering. Remember, that's what Francis Fukuyama told us in Our Post-Human Future. I've read that excerpt a few times. So, undoubtedly, you know, if you've been lying to people and then all of a sudden people come to their senses and realize they've been lied to, I mean, really, really misled. And many folks are, and I like watching the Hodge twins, for example, talking about how, you know, we don't need people crippling us to tell us that, you know, they're here to help us. Job security is crippling people and then saying we're here to help you. That, by the way, is textbook foreign policy. That's nation building. No, we're here to help. We're going to remake your everything in our image, which is great. We're here to help. Yeah, but you guys actually sent guerrilla forces in unconventional warfare forces in to collapse our society. So, you know, we're not confident that based on your previous efforts, these new efforts are meritorious. So, but, you know, if people could come to their senses and realize they've been lied to, then obviously things like what Del Bigtree said make sense. And I really think all of that is predicated on what I have tried to really emphasize, which I think is something unique in the discussion that was expressed, for example, you know, by John Adams in his letter to Hezekiah Niles, February 13, 1818, when he asked the rhetorical question, but what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? And he answered, the revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. I really think it's a provocative irony that churches have been attacked in the midst of this thing. You know, even pastors who try to hold parking lot services, you know, show up in your car, park, listen through the radio. People are, you can't do that. Why is that? Why is that? You're forcing these people to forsake the assembling of themselves together? I mean, if that's not clearly a violation of the First Amendment and the ability of, you know, people to observe their faith without I would say maybe a combination of things, you know, it's clearly, I would say, an infringement on the free exercise of religion and also the right of the people to peaceably assemble and perhaps even discuss petitioning for a redress of grievances. I would imagine there are a number of places where, you know, people didn't want to congregate in their vehicles, but did so to sort of appease certain governmental forces or certain, you know, forces pressing in so that they didn't seem like they were subversives, We want to do the right thing. We want to, you know, not give the impression that we're trying to be subversive, but at the same time, why can't we get together and pray together and discuss things? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So John Adams, in his letter to Hezekiah Niles, February 13, 1818, said, "The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations." He said the revolutionary period was about 1760 to 75. And the simple shift was, there were a number of colonists, you know, as John Adams put it, while the king and all in authority under him were believed to govern in justice and mercy, in other words, protecting the colonists, they thought it their duty, the colonists thought it their duty to pray for the king and queen, the royal family, and all in authority under them as ministers ordained of God for their good, as John Adams put it. But when they saw those powers renouncing all the principles of authority and bent upon the destruction of all the securities of their lives, liberties, and properties, they thought it their duty to pray for the Continental Congress and all 13 states' congresses. So you can see the shift. And there have been a number of folks along the way who have been spoken out, experts. You know, we're supposed to listen to the doctors. Okay, well, these doctors, not those doctors. Listen to the experts, the scientists. Okay, well, these scientists, not those scientists, these scientists, you know. Listen to the science. Okay, well, this science says that, not that science, the emerging science. Good grief, make up your mind. So when the colonists, a certain number of the colonists, realized that, in simple terms, hey, the king, the British monarchy is actually not working in our best interest, there was a shift. You mean it's possible that government doesn't operate in the best interest of the people? You know, and I agree with the Jeffersonian sentiment that, you know, a well-informed populace is the best, not a propagandized, social engineered, cybernetically engineered populace, not the product of a Skinner box, but a well-informed public is the best antidote to this kind of chicanery. We should be able to get together and share things that are a good antiseptic to this kind of nonsense. But when the colonists realized that, hey, you know what? These guys they might be out to harm us. Then there was a shift. And I think that is a foundational predicate to where we're at right now. I mean, we've been dealing with that for how many years? I mean, speaking of James Corbett, I remember that video he did in 2011 at the 10-year mark. He said, you know, after September 11, 2001, if we haven't gained any ground, if we haven't been able to share with folks by now how this whole story that's been concocted is complete nonsense, then it's pretty much all over but the crying. And so as I see it, the one big, you know, foundational sort of central tenet that is missed is exactly what John Adams referred to. Why aren't we all, you know, like Mike Huckabee said, you know, how do you create havoc in the world? To create havoc in the world, create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Do we have havoc? Seems like there's havoc in Chicago right now, Portland, a few other places. So do you have the intellectual underpinnings? Are we creating more poor, desperate people, providing the manpower? Do we see the Marxist fist flying around, the color revolutionary fist flying around more and more these days? Sure, young people are enticed by socialism and communism, because if you have no prospects for the future and you've been socially engineered to be lazy and expect a handout from somewhere, then yeah, it's your only hope for survival. It's a form of Stockholm syndrome, among other things. Sure, I hope my kidnapper treats me well. So to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, Huckabee said, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. So why aren't we all sitting around in America reading John Adams? Because he told us. That letter to Hezekiah Niles was a brilliant treatise on the American Revolution, what it was, what it meant, how it happened, how we should gather up the reminders. Like Adams wrote, by what means this great and important alteration in the religious, moral, political, and social character of the people of 13 colonies, all distinct, unconnected, and independent of each other, you know, before the Bernaysian era, was begun, pursued, and accomplished, he said, It is surely interesting to humanity to investigate and perpetuate to posterity. Have we done that? Have we investigated and perpetuated that to posterity? And he wrote, to this end, it is greatly to be desired. These were not hyperbolic men. And so when he says it is greatly to be desired, that's something. To this end, it is greatly to be desired that young gentlemen of letters in all the states, especially in the 13 original states, would undertake the laborious but certainly interesting and amusing task of searching and collecting all the records, pamphlets, newspapers, and even handbills, which in any way contributed to change the temper and views of the people and compose them into an independent nation. That's quite a statement. And there was more, but, you know, have we been doing that? And that's obviously a rhetorical question. But and, you know, speaking of, you know, the coming forward, when John Adams says, to this end, it is greatly to be desired that young gentlemen of letters in all states, reminds me of Frederick Taylor Gates and other Gates of infamy. Baptist minister, you know, John D. Rockefeller's most trusted philanthropic advisor, as James Corbett reminded us in Big Oil, the Big Oil series, how and why Big Oil conquered the world. Which is definitely a must-watch for everyone still. So Gates wrote, you know, in our dream we have limitless resources and the people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hand. Present educational conventions fade from our minds, and unhampered by tradition, we work our own goodwill upon a grateful and responsive folk, you know, who embrace their kidnapper because it's their only hope for survival. We shall not try to make these people or any of their children into philosophers or men of learning or science. We are not to raise up from among them authors, orators, poets, or men of letters. We shall not search for embryo great artists, painters, musicians, nor will we cherish even the humbler ambition to raise up from among them lawyers, doctors, preachers, politicians, statesmen, of whom we now have ample supply. So in this new, more virulent Skinner box of distance learning, are there any philosophers? You know, there's STEM, but that's a different animal. What about authors, orators, poets, men of letters, painters, artists, musicians? Sounds like it's working pretty well. The dream of folks like Frederick Taylor Gates Maybe I'm just imagining that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. So, I mean, is it me or is that one of the places that we begin? Because I'll tell you, you know, your confirmation bias is designed. It's been weaponized against us and, you know, just the same as everything else. You know, I suppose in the Gerasimov doctrine sort of fashion. Confirmation bias is one of the, I would say, one of the most effective weapons in the arsenal of social engineers. And it's amazing how, you know, we're definitely in that post-truth era where it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be factually based. It just has to be a compelling argument, like Bertrand Russell wrote, in The Impact of Science on Society. In other words, what a scientific dictatorship looks like, because that's what he said throughout the book. You know, in a scientific dictatorship, things would look a lot like America in the 21st century. So your confirmation bias is lying to you. And it seems to me if we don't address the issue that John Adams articulated, namely that folks realize that, yes, Virginia, your government, you know, certain elements of your government, certain elements of, you know, other sectors may be conspiring against you, until we address that issue, it seems that confirmation bias just really creates, you know, it pours gasoline on a fire. In other words, two people talking from different perspectives, the one person realizes this, the other person is still confident that, no, if that were true, somebody would have said something. Yes, lots of people have said something, and their social platforms have been, they've been deplatformed for saying these kinds of things. Even doctors. You know, America's frontline, oh, those people have been discredited. Really? Have you gone and listened? So what ends up happening is that your confirmation bias is lying to you, and all the facts do is, because I think Dinesh D'Souza's observation is a salient point, that facts don't defeat a narrative. All the facts seem to do is antagonize the conflict because of the cognitive bias, or the confirmation bias, excuse me. And so that seems to be, to me, the place to start, because until you do that, I mean, I've had these conversations. I know you've had these conversations. People want to argue about things. You want to argue about the facts? It's, I mean, for example, again, Dr. Jeff Mitchell, his comparison, and they went through a number of counter arguments to try to, you know, follow the scientific method. Anyway, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.